I am opening the renovated Portslade Town Hall, where Victoria Road Housing Office and the neighbourhood police teams are now based. Now, the thing about the neighbourhood police teams, they are good right across this city. They have made it, they've made it safer for us in all our communities. And I think in for someone who's been a councillor or first elected over 40 years ago, the innovation to have policing teams like we've got here today has made everywhere a lot safer. And they are part of the community, and there is that good dialogue. And I can't see them, but I know. Oh, yes, I can now. I can see them, yes.
And what we've been able to do is bring together a housing office that was previously separate, as well as a neighbourhood police unit, and all base them in this one building, creating a really valuable community hub. And we're really pleased that this is another one of these sites where we're co-locating with Sussex Police. We've already done Hove Town Hall. And we think this is the way forward for public services in the city. Well, this originally was a factory for the Ronseal manufacturers, who do the thing with it, does what it says on the tin. And when they moved out, it got taken over by one of the previous councils that make up Brighton Hove, which was Portslade Metropolitan Council. So we are really pleased that we've been able to keep this in public use. It's got a long history. It's got quite a famous mural in it, as well as the organ, which has been painstakingly put back together by volunteers who've been collecting parts for something like 20 years. And it's got a very significant community use. There's a community food bank, there's a variety of different groups that use this, as well as the public sector, who are busy providing access to services from this site. So we hope it's got a long and fruitful future ahead of it.
A nice, fresh, accessible, modern office. They'll have the benefits of the police being on site as well, and the opportunities that bring for the police and the housing staff to work together. They already do, but being based in the same place obviously brings more opportunities. We're really looking forward to doing work with the other community groups based in the building and the food kitchen as well, Purple People. So when residents come to visit us, they'll obviously have that benefit, but also they'll be able to use the new meeting room space as well and have activities here and meetings. So hopefully lots of services in one brand new shiny building.